It's impossible.
Magen Avraham says that according to Rav Poskim, Dover Hamavet Afilu B'Elef Lofozot Adin Derabbanan, he claims according to the Tur, it's Doraisa. Here Rav Shem is assumed as Derabbanan, like Rav Poskim. U'lefichav Enom Isbatim. U'lefizeb U'husar Kolo Yisrael Gamrei Me'amachal She'osav Apulas Ha'amada Yesh Lomadi Yeh Mutter. If the nature of the din of the Ramayim it is, he claims according to the Tur, it's Doraisa. Here Rav Shem is assumed as Dorabon, like Rav Poskim. Ulefichav Enom is Batu. Ulefizeb Uhusar Kolo Yisrael Gamrei Me'amachal She'osav Apulas Ha'amada Yesh Lomadi Yeh Mutter. If the nature of the din of the Ramayim it is, the piece that's there is considered as if it's still around, even though it's really bottled there, b'meya, b'masayim, b'shlosh shmil, b'elav. We consider up, he didn't still be there. Oh, the name of the Hamachal b'matzavo hamechudosh shehu amad bo b'koach adavar ha'asur choshiv ki'ilu hu yotzei min ha'asur. Oh, our favorite friend from yesterday. All these concepts keep coming up and up over and over again. Remember yesterday shiur? Yotzei min ha'asur, asur. The Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph Nuchos Macholos Asuros. We have to come back to one day. Vidino kechola behema trefa vebetas of tame, which we discussed yesterday in shiur. I am covered shiurim. Psach kuf yotes. You look it up. Anyone see it? Anyone have it yet? Don't have it. It's in the Mishnah, I presume. Side room. If you didn't see it yet, you make sure to look at it. Not that long. Covered shiurim kuf yotes of psachim. Sir Bachoner is bothered by the kasha. What does it do with zev as a garim? As a sugi? He says, well, it's yotzim and us. It's like Yosef and Asa depend upon Zem as a Gorim in the classical sense here too. It's like Yosef and Asa. Ulefizeh, Rav Shefta claims, Afilu im Nasir Mikan or Isir or Yikari, Adayin Yishoyer Hamachal Hamachudash Misuro, Duvid the Chol of Ubeit Zahanal, Shafilu Liacha Shehustru Abeim of Aof Me'asura Mikan, Yishoyer Hadvara Mayotzeh Mehem Yisura. Critical, critical question. I am Dark Age Shugo. I'm sorry. I don't hear.
Is it only in this case that it's going to remain part of it?
If it remains inside, then it's going to remain, even though it's Batal B'Elav, it's going to be, it's the Ramam is not Batal B'Elav. But if it's pulled out completely, then according to the first side, it's Mutter. What do you mean bad? There's nothing there. According to the second side, no, the whole thing became a Shtikisim. The whole cheese, not that there's shot of this something in the cheese. We'll get the details later. Not that there's shot of something in the dough. The whole dough, the whole cheese, the whole thing is a shtick yisr. It's yotzim and asim and emerge. It emerged from the rennet or from the sourdough, which has a tremendous power through enzymes to make something rise, make something become solid. And then if you took away the whole thing, it should remain treif anyway. I am Dr. Tshuva, Pei Zayin Kuf Mem Dalim, which I have brought here with me. Shedas Rov HaPoskim Lohokil Bazer Behusar HaDover HaOsur SheOsur Es Peulas HaHamada The Ein Od Isur. There's no Isur there. The Lo Shayach Kol HaInyan Shel Yote Min HaOsur Ela B'tzir Dume Dechalav U'Beitza Min Balchai HaOsur. Look at this bold print. Mipnei shegodal b'isur. Uchlosh na mishne b'edius. It's godal b'isur. The chicken produces an egg. The cow produces milk. That's called yotzim and asur. You mean to tell me that the enzyme produced the cheese? And that the rennet produced cheese? Or that the sourdough produced bread? Nah, that's not exactly a perfect analogy. I Mash ikshav darkei tshuva shama. Midin yesh v'achetzim b'pas. Oh, yesh v'achetzim b'pas. Also, there's no wood in chas v'shalom mixed into your bread. Can you imagine you have bread and piece of chips of wood mixed inside? Blech. It's through the company.
Yeah.
Right? We just got to be reading it. Kloma. The call or inyan the yesh v'achetz in the pas gidro. What's the definition? Shayadei achilas hapas shenefa be'eish shebo mikoch at yisuri ano nechshav kilu nene me yisuri ano av kilo bo hano also be yisuri ano v'ofen yashir, straight, direct elo ba'akifin tzatz. It's a little bit indirect. Nevertheless, it is prohibited. Oh. Good. Now watch what happens now. This is very tricky, the rest of this paragraph. Look very carefully at the rest of this paragraph. Very important. Luran Tavav HaDazor. Kosev al Kushiyosom. Temehach ma'astisim detrumas lekalo chuchi ochi. There's no proof of anything. Why? V'shalo shamanu shvach etzim betavshil. Eladavka bepas. What does that mean? Yesh shvach etzim bepas, but ain shvach etzim betavshim. Mevashel b'shabbos is not a problem. Ofer b'shabbos, believe it or not, ofer b'shabbos going to the rabbi to be a problem of what? Shvach etzim bepas. Mukta. Uvekavonas haran v'chiluk ozeni rapashut. The svirlek is svaras hadak et shuvah hanal shem yad Yehuda. The Surah, the Eishvach, Eitzim, the Pas, Uvishim, the Choshev, Ke'ilu, HaPas, Shehishtanza, Tzurosa, Me'isa, the Me'ikara, the Pas, the Ashta, Kilu Yotza, Mina Eitzim, HaSurim. Why? Because it emerged, it's a brand new, it went up, jumped up from fists of blob to dough, or from milk to cheese. Usvar, Zulo, Shaykh, HaKlal, the Tavshil, the Lekal, the Me'ma, the Mashapanam, HaKadoshas, Bolakam, Mitzad, Eitzim, the koach etzim just looks the same. Just it's once cooked more, but it doesn't look completely dramatically different. Okay, in the das, I toast the shloch kilku bein pas the tavshil, misbord les luach svoro, desh, lodon ala pas kilu yotzim en asur, shini zeh udavka v'vali chayim kudu me dechol of a bein, so desh, she god lu bi yisur, they don't hold for in this case, I am all the ardeh kupen beis of dalem. Shehavias had divriatosis la aloha da wat, da wat, da wat, da wat. That yesh shvach etzim bepas only applies to Yisuri hano. The call on Eden shall yesh shvach etzim bepas shach rak bedova shis osu bahano. Avalim ofa obishel etzel dova sha osu bahachilo. Afilo avuka kenegdo is mutter. That's what they seem to say. That it's not a problem of yesh shvach etzim of Yisuri achilo. Be pass. Why not? Why not? Isn't the davar amayim the yotzim and aser aser and yotzim aser part of course yisurei achila too? Says the so apparently the Rav Shech is assuming no, but they deny the whole premise. They deny the whole premise. The sheshvach etzim pass only applies to what yisurei hano, not to yisurei achila. And tells the Ramah, if I'm not mistaken, says there. Offer or bishul, if I'm not mistaken, not just bishul, but also offer or bishul. And even if you bake something with wood, you don't apply the principle of Dover HaMaimit. And his basis, he wants to say that if you take it out of you, it will be no problem. Lefiani is daiti, is not such a gewaldiger rai. I'll tell you why. Correct. When it comes to Shvach Eitz in the past, look, Rabosai. This wood, what's Pshat? The wood is a Dover HaMaimit. He could really say so. The wood is causing the fire. The fire is causing the dough to rise or to bake. But I don't know. You ever see people bake challahs? You ever see it? I saw it. From the little I understand, when it goes into the oven, it has already risen. Right. But it has already risen, especially if it's done in the traditional way with the sourdough, with the yeast, it goes high. And you put it in, it comes out, it was hard, it gets soft, it gets a little bit bigger, true. But it's not a dramatic change in the form, am I correct? As far as I understand.
Do you consider modern? Before you even mix the yeast, the
water is
probably
like, no, not at all. If you have flour and water, but it doesn't have that.
What's modern?
Literally, pick up, make it stand on its 2 feet.
Cheese is
with milk. Milk is this slime there. All of a sudden, whoa, cheese can stand on its own 2 feet.
It's not becoming, you have a certain amount of milk, it's not becoming cheese.
Right.
It's all rising.
No. But before that, it was just spilled like water. Now it's a solid. That's called maimed. You picked it up. You know.
Like dough also. Right?
What?
Dough is not
flour,
which is just like dust.
Right.
So I don't understand what
point
is it.
Flour and water.
Right, you think
flour and water is matzah. That's nothing. I throw in dough, sourdough, and it rises.
But it's dough, is what I'm saying. It's not just powder.
It'll stand on its own. Flour and water by itself. Oh, yeah, of course. I can take dough and you can make 10 tons, it'll go this high.
Right.
I understand that, but the part of a baked challah, as I understand it, is you take a little bit, you put in this yeast, and by putting the yeast, it rises, it goes up, literally, it goes up. That's called literally maimed.
We're not defining maimed. Is the same. Yeah.
The consistency, I don't think it's the same. I don't think so.
Why are we defining maimed as rising? In cheese, it's not rising, so to indulge.
In cheese, you could also call it rising. If you want to be a little dramatic, a little poetic, say that, he had this milk. This milk, the only holding it up was a teapot of milk underneath it. It had no mind, it was a patsy, it was a weakling. It was just milk which was just spilling all over the place. Why did this, if I have a quart of milk, why doesn't the top drop of the quart fall to the bottom? There's another drop underneath it. It has no independent mind. Use the word in Hebrew. Yeshlo Ma'amad Hu. He has standing, literal translation. He has standing in the community. This top trap has no standing. It only is propping it up. It's a drop underneath it. You took away everything, it just goes all spilled to the floor, into the sewer. But once you make it into cheese, whoa, has a Ma'amad. The cheese will stand there. Whoa, that's cheese.
The mice are making cheese as well, right? Scientifically,
Flour and water, if you want to make a challah, I take flour and water, and the whole flour and the water can be 1 inch off the ground. Sachako. That's it. But I don't want to eat 1 inch off the ground. I don't want to eat matzah. I want to eat challah. So what do? I put in some sour, I don't know how it's done exactly. I put in some yeast, or the day after sour, mix it in, and all I come back, leave it overnight. That's what my wife, she makes challah, so I think she does, no? comes back 6 hours later. Woo! Right up. Clear. But sorry?
We're going to have to find a commandment by insistence.
Not exclusively.
No.
Yes?
When my mother bakes the challah, there's different types of yeast. There are three types. Is, you know,
must be 10 types.
No, there are 3 types. Is,
must be 10 types.
There's like, no, I want to explain. There's like a, I say, the Fleischmann, which comes in powder, and there's also the salad type yeast. Now, with the Fleischmann, so the, you have active, and then you have one that works quicker, then the one works at normal pace. But even in both cases, it works better on a warm day, or especially if you place it hot in the oven. So you really want to heat up. The heat helps speed it up. So my mother, when she bakes it, she says like in hot days it works better. On like a cold day, it just doesn't rise. Because the heat helps a lot. It really doesn't work.
With all due respect, I went through a whole winter, I had challah every single shot.
You have an oven on. You have an oven on. It's a hot kitchen.
I'll have to go home and ask my experts. Right, that's the whole discussion. This is it. The Mishnah in Allah. Quote himself, Chabzayim, Chabzayim, Chabzayim. That's the source. Rabosai, let's go back over here. So I want to know, let's follow this to its logical outcome. Is this really conclusive, this proof? Let's chazer again. There's a kasha on the table. The kasha on the table is, why is it that if I cook on Shabbos, that we should, why don't we ask for it, because yesh shvach eitz in the past. The kasha. To this kasha, apparently there are 2 terutzim. One terutz we saw in Tosaf Pesach of the day, which is, it's only Isser hano, we say shvach eitz, but you're having hano from it, and the Isser doesn't apply at all. Doesn't apply. And then, another answer. Doesn't apply to tafshil, it's not considered a minor. Just made it cooked, then didn't make it rise. If you have meat, then the meat gets cooked, didn't change, really. Cooked, you put up roast. Put a roast in, it went in this big, comes out this big, now it's softer, it's tastier. But it didn't change the form dramatically, that's not considered a minor. Fine.
It gets
smaller. Oh, okay, good, whatever it is. Now. No. So Tosfos is quoted by the Ramah, that Yesh v'Chetz in the past only applies to Surya Hanoh. However, listen very carefully. Yesh v'Chetz in the past. Yesh v'Chetz in the past. We know for a fact that that operates with the principle of Dover HaMaimit. Tosa says it's only the Surah Noh. It's not considered a Dover HaMaimit. Why is it not considered a Dover HaMaimit? Again, let's have it one more time. If it, according to Tosfos, we say that the Yeshvach Eitz in the past only applies to Isurei HaNoh. You're having Hanoh from the original fuel, which is oil, which is Isur HaNoh. Question. If you'll say that it's considered to be a regular, normal Dover HaMaimit, Afilu Elef Lo Batel, and if you'll learn Pshat Dover HaMaimit, Afilu Elef Lo Batel, it doesn't mean it's a chips of wood in the bread, but it means that the wood did its magic and made it transform. So then, if we would say that it does not apply to Yisuri Achila, such as Muksa B'Shavash and Anasa B'Anah, that would be a proof that we don't apply the principle that we suggested over here, and the whole thing is considered a shtick Yisur. However, it seems to me that one can argue the olam, if I put rennet into the milk, the whole milk is considered a shtick Yisur. Which then becomes cheese, because the rennet made it into a chefta shalus, made it solid. Maybe if I throw some sourdough of arla into the dough and make the whole thing rise, and it rises to its full height and it puts it to the oven, it doesn't really rise much at that point. It's basically the same, more or less the same height. The dramatic rise is caused by the sourdough, the sa'or. So maybe the whole challah becomes a shtick iser. Why is it that if I use fuel, which is also bachila, that you say ein shvach etzem b'pas, it's not because of the svar we said that this din does not apply. It applies, but it only applies when it's labeled as a davar ha'mavet in the full sense, which means that it works to transform the object from a smaller one to a bigger one, a higher one, or from a liquid to a solid. But that's not what the wood did. The wood accomplished a baking process. True. The wood accomplished a baking process. But the actual baking, the heat applied to the challah which rose already, that's not such a big transformation. I'm not exactly sure, I'm not convinced that this is a proof positive that this, the soul that the whole thing became a shtick iser, is not true. I'll tell you what bothered me about it. When you are mamed ba'ora kemes nevela, so I have to discuss today and a little bit tomorrow also. When you're mamed ba'ora kemes nevela, what do you do exactly? I know, apparently the old technology, they took the skin, and they threw the skin in, and the skin, because it contained the enzymes, we know, we're not going to fool anybody. We know what caused it, we know it's the enzymes. So the skin, which has the enzymes in it, makes the milk convert into cheese. What happens to the skin? You leave the skin in it. Our body, you pull the skin out. No question about it. So the question becomes, you pull the skin out, so according to what the Dr. Chuba says, so why is it us in the first place? It says something is left inside. Yes, I'm sorry.
What is secreted by the cable?
That's a nice problem.
No, but here's a big problem. We started talking about this yesterday. We'll have to come to it a little bit again tomorrow. The stomach lining itself is called Pirusha B'Alma. We learned that yesterday a little bit. What's Pirusha B'Alma mean? I mentioned it from Rabban Kot. I'm going to bring it to Rabban. Is Rabban safer there? Not there?
Yeah.
Oh. But that was where he suggested the idea of Pirusha B'Alma. I read to you yesterday from Avodah Zarah Lama Hay, which seemed to say, and the lining itself is a pirusha b'alma. What is pirusha b'alma? Yeah, it's junk. It's like almost like you said, like excrement. I don't want to use that example because it's our sensibilities are being constantly bombarded here with all kinds of things. But what's the matter?
That much of us that became as pirusha b'alma. The stomach lining was talking about the junk in the stomach. The half turned milk.
Now, I guess the question is going to be, well, we have a biologist here?
Biologist?
Yeah. What is it? As far as I understand, the stomach has the following components. It's taramat. There is the... What stomach? Okay. But the stomach is built like this, I understand. The skin. I mean, not skin like the skin we have, but it's called or cavus nevela. The skin, they take out of the stomach. I don't know how to, is the word skin appropriate to describe it? I don't know what they call it. What do you call it? Epithelium. Good. That means that's the stomach. That's the stomach itself. In the stomach itself, there is a lining on the inside of the stomach. Then, as Meg correctly points out, the stomach fills and empties, fills and how much it eats. You know, it eats things, and certain, you know, juices which should come out to help digest the food. And you may have milk which is half digested, half not digested, all kinds of things. So there are really three things, may I say. There's the skin itself, there's the lining, and then there's the...
Skin contents.
Same thing?
Yeah. The skin has...
Epithelial.
The human stomach, which I assume is about the same.
All right.
Now,
okay.
But the stomach lining, right? The lining has mucosal cells in there.
Okay.
So you don't get ulcers and stuff.
Right.
Acid and stuff isn't used.
Right.
But they have glands, the glands, stomach glands. They have one of the enzymes that you talk about milk.
Right. Spoke about it. Right.
So that just they have cells within the lining that produce these enzymes, and you stimulate these cells to produce these enzymes.
Right. So you're saying that in your estimation, what we call the or and what we call the lining is the same thing.
I would think so.
Well, let me read you the Shulchan Aruch now. Yeredeya, Simin Pei Zayin. Alright, here's another area right here. Yeredeya, Simin Pei Zayin. It's as follows. Listen carefully, please. Please, please, please. Listen carefully, please. Sif test. Cholov hanimtza bekeva, eino cholov. Shach, the nafkalei mitoras ochel v'choshev keperesh v'tinofes. Here's the perish of the alma. The stuff which is the milk which is found in the stomach, it's a liquid running around in the stomach. That's considered junk, like the same as tinofes. It's perish, the same as excrement, even halachically. Even if it's liquid. Yesh mishosak. Those who answer it, if it's liquid. Okay, they consider that to be milk proper. Something tomorrow. So let's leave that out for the moment. Sif Yud. Rabosai. Sif Yud is the next stage. Cholav hanitza bekeva. And again, the sif is not the same words. Yeah, that milk which is inside the stomach. Shenimlach bekevasa, hosha omad bo yomecha. So now it absorbs the taste or the whatever it is from the keva. Now the keva must mean, what do you call it? The epithelial layer, which it probably includes the lining to it, that is right. And that now gives off its taste, its powers into that what we call before the perish mi'alma. Asu lahamidbo. Why asu lahamidbo? I before we said it was pure shavi alma. No, kibla tame or akeva. And now it accepts and it received taste from the or akeva, and therefore it's going to be prohibited to use it as an agent to make the milk into cheese. No, I'm afraid not. God long dead. Okay. I don't understand what the problem is. They were talking about a case where someone wants to make milk into cheese. They don't have microbial remedies. They don't have artificial remedies. What do they used to do? They would throw part of the stomach lining into the milk and make it into cheese. Right? If you throw the stomach lining, it's no good. That's what it is. If they throw the milk in, then in the end, it's good. The milk that they found, they shechted they killed the cow, opened them up, there was some milk lying around the stomach, this has some enzymes in it presumably, and they threw it in. There is, I don't know, that's what it says. Calf's milk, okay, so the suckling, so it had milk from its mother. Whatever it may be, I don't know how the milk got in there. We call it a kasha of a mice. I don't know, it's there, okay? Now hold on a second.
The expensive cheeses in France, they still do it, so they grow this stuff, or okay,
good. Good, Gavaldic. All right? All right. Must be really good. Now, here what happens is the keva gives a taste into the, please. It's giving a taste, the aura keva gives some kind of a taste into the, what was called before perish. It was junk. And now this perish, now if it's used for our mother, will render the cheese treif. That's what it says. And then it did it finally. It's a funny out of order. The last day of the Shulchan Aruch. Hamamid ba'or kevas nevela treif v'hema tmeya osa b'kolshu. Says Ramah, the dover ha'osa v'atzal v'mamid. Where the enzymes come from? The lining, correct? Where the enzymes secreted from? The lining of the stomach, right? The inner lining of the stomach, correct? So where they're coming from, so I understand. The question is raised by the Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva was a Likud which was written at the turn of the century by the Munkacher. Here in that Simon Pei Zayin, he raises the following question. This is Siv Katan Kuf Mem. He's like this. Somebody asked the following question. Masha ma'amidin ba'or keva hu mishem deshoa bo ha'cholam sheyonka l'kah shenasa chorik ad shechol na'amid bo. He claims, I think it's maybe wrong science, that the reason that you, that which causes the or to be ma'amid is the milk which it, which it itself ingested. And can I aim goof sar of a keva d'avra ha'amid? On the power of our mother. Not true.
Makes sense.
What does the enzyme
say? Oh, that's what it means.
It only secretes the enzyme when it digests. When it digests. That's a big kiddush. I would have phrased that. Okay. Maybe.
You take milk, by the way, you leave it out for 2 weeks, especially hot weather. Even though it's like 3 days, you see it curdles. I've done that.
I hope you don't drink it anymore.
No, it's fine.
Very good. That's a very important point of your experiment. That experiment is the basis of Rav Moshe's famous tshuva, which apparently is not at all accepted. The Chacham of Shlomo argues over here, the balance of the smog on the wrong. Rav Moshe's matir cottage sheets. Not a cottage sheets. Even though it's not Jewish, non-Jewish cottage cheese. If it's non-Jewish hard cheese, what do we pass? It's called what? Gvinas Akum. And Gvinas Akum is also, even if you know for a fact that they use kosher in it, because it's a low fluke. However, on the power of our mother. Not true.
Makes sense.
What does the enzyme say?
It
only secretes the enzyme when it digests. That's a big kiddush. I would have phrased that. Okay. Maybe.
You take milk, by the way, you leave it out for 2 weeks, especially hot weather. You can only say 3 days to see it curdles. I've done that.
I hope you don't drink it anymore.
No, it's fine.
Very good. That's a very important point of your experiment. That experiment is the basis of Rav Moshe's famous tshuva, which apparently is not at all accepted. The Chacham of Shlomo argues over here, the balance of the smog on the wrong. Rav Moshe's matir cottage cheese. Hakadosh Sheets.
Oh,
even though it's not Jewish, non-Jewish cottage cheese. If it's non-Jewish hard cheese, what do we pass? It's called what? Gvinas Akum. And Gvinas Akum is also, even if you know for a fact that they use kosher in it, because it's a low plug. However, Rav Moshe, that's only true of hard cheese. Because hard cheese, he claims, Rav Moshe, no matter how long you leave the milk, you try the experiment, come back next year. No matter how long you leave the milk, it won't turn into hard cheese. However, if you leave the milk long enough, it'll turn into soft cheese. Therefore, Rav Moshe claims that what's a maimon over here? The time is a maimon. Zman. Time is a maimon. And not only that, time can create cottage cheese without rennet. Rennet can't create cottage cheese without time. So the main maimon is the time. The rennet is just to speed it up. That's how Rav Moshe looks at cottage cheese. So I happen to notice that the Chochma Shlomo right over here in the bottom of this Mogad Ram, which we haven't really looked at too much yet. We have to get to it. The Chochma Shlomo says like this. It's in the bottom of that Mogad Ram, Simon Tuffman base, because everybody has to have seen by tomorrow, I hope. We have to really learn it for Eon. The Chochma Shlomo says as follows. Evezagorim lohavi rak. It's a Hetas Evezagorim, right? So the Chochma Shlomo lohavi rak in be'emes. Nase ka'eis, I had a shnei garmin. Two things combined to achieve the desired result. Aval and be'em, es lo nase rak, I had a isur. Really, the trepiding did it. Ach, the av im lo hoya isur. Hoya nase came ba'asmo b'rvos hayomim. Would happen by itself anyway without the davar ha'osur. Mikom akon lo nechsha b'kach zev ez agorin. The Basar Hashtaz Lina. Va'ata bo rak ayade isur. V'nechshav rak gorem isur v'duk. He says, I throw on rennet, and the rennet makes it into cottage cheese. So what did it to Maisa? The rennet did it. Elamai, if you wouldn't have put the rennet in, it would happen by time anyway. But now we don't say that time did it. Rennet did it. Obviously, but the rennet took time also. The rennet took, I don't know, an hour. And otherwise it would have taken 2 weeks. So apparently, the Chochma Shlomo disregards that hour. He doesn't view that hour as being a goren. No, that's just the time it takes for the rennet to do its thing. That's not an independent goren. So according to Chochma Shlomo, cottage cheese should be a serious problem with Gavina Sakam. Yeah.
Even if you don't throw the rennet, it's a leads here would actually form into some form of cheese. We wouldn't be doing it because of time. We'd be doing it through whatever microbes are in the air or some other factor. Time doesn't do anything to milk.
Well, that's a question of what we might call the philosophy of science. When things happen, do they happen because of time or do they happen because of things in the air which are part of time? That's the question of how you look at it.
There is a go-ray, just like the rennet. We don't see the rennet forming in there. It's a go-ray anyway, because it's causing it to form into cheese. Something is causing it to form into cheese. You can't say time is a go-ray.
Okay, so David says time is not a go-ray at all. So there are bunch of shoes, certainly wrong. What are you saying?
And is it possible that you're going to get cheese if you leave milk out? Won't you just get spoiled milk?
No. You'll get cheese.
You get cheese?
Yeah. You will.
Cheese will be very good.
Yeah. That's how you did it in the old years.
You just need milk out and pour in the cheese.
What's that grocery round? Little Miss Muffin?
Curds and whey.
Curds and whey. You take milk and divide it into two pieces. Curds and whey. The whey is the very, vasodic of milk. Yeah. And the curd is the milk that got hard, turned into curd. Little Miss Muffin didn't have rennet. Not that I know. Not in the grocery round anyway. Should have said Little Miss Muffin with a rennet. How does it fit? Didn't fit into the verse. Okay. Round both sides. Now. Now, 1 second. The Mogad Avraham that we're supposed to see today is as follows. We'll just start a little bit and then we'll have to do the rest tomorrow. Number one, he says, Dovra Amam and Afil Bela Flo Bottle. He quotes, he says, Veheta and Midorais it's Bottle, Asim Midorabona. The Tur, he says, probably holds it's Dorais, he claims, whether it's true or not, someone else holds Dorais anyway, that's another Shita. And the Marshal Paskins, that there's no such thing as Dovra Amam. The Din does not exist. It does not exist. I have to defer Shigma that it does exist. No, it doesn't exist. How can I be? How can I be? So Rabbeinu Tam, the famous Rabbeinu Tam said, we don't pass in the Svara of Ora Kevas Nevela. No. We don't pass in that way. We don't pass in that way. According to Rabbeinu Tam, in Masechta Avodah Zarah, not that, we don't pass in the reason of Gvina Zakam to be Ora Kevas Nevela. Why do we ask for cheese? Gilui. What does Gilui mean? We discussed it once this year. Ah?
Open.
We mentioned, I think, just yesterday, there was some air. Open. Maya Magulim could have the snake venom in it. That's why cheese is also called the Rabbeinu Tam. And for this reason, Rabbeinu Tam suggests that Bisman Azed's mutter. It's quoted in the Poleta Poskin that maybe Gavina Saka should be mutter, Bisman Azed, that we no longer have snakes. One second. The divrei Rabbeinu Tam, the kama chalav ha'akum lama asum shem giloi ach shel matzina tam poshet le'yisav gvinas akum. The Tam is what we call nikur or giloi, and it does not apply bisman hazeh. Ah, you're afraid that what happened shemayamid be'or kevas nevela. Rabbeinu Tam is saying it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter la'aloch. La'aloch we pass that it's mutter. Now, three sheetahs in the Marashal pass like Rabbeinu Tam la'alocha. And there's no such thing as Dovra Amam and Ladina, except for Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah, yes, but that's a special term. Nowhere else. The Nak has a very important question. Very important. And that is, I'm going to have to end because I'm out of time. Look at that in that mimer again, that one more time, that thing about Dovra HaMaimin. About Maimin, the Maimin, the Maimin. I'm not kidding. One thing leads to another. What's it say in the footnote? Footnote 14. He quotes a Steich Emet. Im Hamidu Yogurt. Right? Yogurt, look, it's yogurt. Here it is. Yogurti. Yogurt. Be yogurt shall nachrin. Imahani papam achas bilvad. Only the first yogurt of Goyim, which causes the hamada is treif. Odafka achagimel pa'omim. Maybe it's what the aradea kuf tezvav. It seems to be a conflicting ruling. If I have a davar hamavid, A, which is iser, is mavid B. B is Mamet C. C is Mamet D. D is Mamet E. Let's stop now. So then, go on and on. What's the din? See, quotes of Avodah Rome said it's Osir anywhere, no matter how far you go. And in Yoredeh, it's a Mashmos, it's Mutter. What should that depend upon? What the love is behind that? So all this is very important to understand. What I'm going to do now is give you out two more sheets if you want to look at tomorrow's sheet. One is page Nun and Nun Aleph, and one is Nun Beis and Nun Gimel. So you can take one of each, and then we'll have a mincha, and then tomorrow we'll be able to analyze this.